This is Shiar Jeshub, coming from Shiar Jeshub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the teaching ministry of Pastor Greg Scalzo. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be concluding an important sermon in my husband's series on the book of Romans. Pastor has been discussing Romans chapter 1 and verses 18 and 19. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Having reviewed the complexity of the living cell and DNA, and discussing the book Signature in the Cell by Dr. Stephen Meyer, whose stance on intelligent design formed the foundation for Ben Stein's documentary, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, Pastor Greg went on to relay his own personal experience. As a senior in a private academic high school, Greg was taking an AP college course on biology that was saturated with evolutionary teaching, even though it was a Catholic school. With a priest in prior religion classes, not able to answer how they knew their faith was true, but who, instead, trivialized the religion into something you are born into, Greg could have easily become an atheist from this biology course. But something else happened. Let's pick up his testimony, and we will go back a couple of minutes for context.
We did papers upon papers in this biology class on evolution. And I can see it like it was yesterday, being in study hall, working on one paper about the famous experiment by Miller-Urey, you know, when they're trying to imitate the primeval environment that took the primordial soup and made the beginnings of the amino acids. And I'm reading all this stuff and all the conniptions they got to do to try to get, you know, an amino acid, and looking and saying, this is just impossible. The probability of this happening is too small. Everything is too perfect. Everything is too organized. Everything is designed. And that kept me from going from an agnostic to an atheist. I couldn't become an atheist because it's all too perfect. There's got to be something. I don't know what it is. I probably could never know what it is. That's how I thought at that time. How can I possibly know what God is like? But he's got to be there. I was a theistic agnostic. But that understanding of organization, of specificity, of design, as I'm doing the paper, kept shouting out to me. Now, I had a bit of a, when it came to teachers and elders and scholars, I had an independent strain in me so that I could question it. But not everybody has that. And there are many smart kids that when the elders say we evolved and there is no God, if the teacher says it, they believe it. If the professor says it, they believe it. If the college says it, if the PhD or the doctor says it, if the university says it, if the government says it, if PBS says it, well, then it must be true, right? They're really respecting the elders and believing a lie. And that's why he says here, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven because what may be known of God is manifest in them. I saw it manifested. I didn't know anything about Christianity, biblical Christianity, but in that study hall, I could see the evidence of design, and that kept me from going over to an atheist. It's manifest in them, for God has shown it to them, so then when they suppress the truth, verse 18, when they suppress the truth and unrighteousness, they're not only touching themselves, they're destroying the lives of many young people, because it is manifest. It is evident, like Ben Stein said, when I was a child, I see a bird, God made the bird, someone had to design the bird. But when you have years upon years upon years of professors and teachers and institutions and colleges and universities telling you there is no design, it's just the appearance of design, right? The peer pressure takes away the manifest common sense. Now, it's still there. God has put it in them. And then it's up to us to bring it out again, to be a voice against, as Dr. Meyer there, against what has taken over our school systems, our universities. But you can see why the wrath of God is revealed against those who suppress the truth, because in their unrighteousness, and a lot of the reasons behind why the design is not accepted has nothing to do with science. It has to do with, I want to be in my sins, and I don't want to believe there's a God, even if deep down in my heart, everything in nature tells me there is. I don't want to believe it, because I want to do what I want to do, and I want to lead as many young people down that road of sin as I can bring in. That's the attitude of a lot of the intellectuals. They hold down the truth in their unrighteousness, and they cause horrible, terrible, terrible damage. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. You can't get around it. It was created. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, or some of your translations will say qualities, literally the invisible things of him. You know, we don't see God directly, but what does he say? Are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. They're clearly seen. We don't see God directly, but we see the evidence of him all around us, clearly seen, understood by the things that are made, the specificity, the design, the organization, the logic, the complexity. It all works because he is that he is. Even we see even both his eternal power, it says, and his Godhead. Now, that word Godhead is an old English term that's translated that way two times in the Bible, here and in Colossians 2:9. And actually what it translates is two different Greek words. A better word here than Godhead might be divine nature, or deity, or divinity. The word here that's used is deates, deates, and it means divinity, divine nature, divine properties, deity. The other place in Colossians 2:9, which says, for in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form, is a slightly different word, deates, which means more the divine personality. Divine personality. We know God's person specifically through Jesus Christ. That's the importance of the gospel. That's what we're going to get to in here. We're going to know who he is, the person in Jesus Christ. So when it's translated Godhead there in Colossians 2:9, it's speaking about the person of divine personality. Here, it's his divinity, his divine existence. The word that's used here that's translated Godhead. His deity, his divinity, his invisible attributes, his divine nature. He is God Almighty. There is a God Almighty. He is that he is. And his power, what? His eternal power. He is God Almighty, and he is all-powerful, eternal. And I don't see him face-to-face. Well, I do see him face-to-face. How? In the gospel through Jesus Christ, the face of Jesus, right? We see his person. But even before we get to that, all the nations, all people, Jew and Gentile, can see his existence, his deity, his eternal power by the handiwork all around us. And logic and scientific logic is called causal existence. You know the cause by the effect. If you see everything perfect and organized here and designed, and all we talked about our DNA, there is a designer. He is almighty. He is eternal. He has planned it. It says in Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. The universe shouts out, there is the Almighty. Psalm 139, verse 13, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb, in the womb the baby's formed. All that programming is working to develop limbs and eyes and ears and hearts and brains, and they don't know how it differentiates yet. Why the same DNA in similar cells become different things in the body. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Is manifest in them. He's shown it to them. You know it deep down in your soul. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. There's a maker. There's a creator. Since the creation of the world, since the very beginning, it's been clearly seen. So what? So then they are without excuse. There is God Almighty. So then what happens? For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead or deity, so that they are without excuse. Because, and then it goes on to say why they're without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him. And it goes on to speak about the spiral down of mankind. The spiral, when mankind is away from God, all that happens, and the reason for why it happens, and Lord willing, in the Thanksgiving sermon next week, we'll start reading that at verse 21. Father, we praise you, Lord. You have shown us in each face we've seen, in each life, Lord, your Godhead, your eternal power, by the universe you create, by the world you've shaped and formed for us. The evidence of your existence is all around and inside and is made manifest and clear. Father, we ask your mercy upon the next generation and those who have grown up having that clear, plain evidence muddied, dirtied, pressed down, a box placed on top by those who say they're the experts and they are really fools. For the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And Father, these who have their whole lives been suppressed, had the truth suppressed, and they know nothing different, Lord. And they've been told by their elders that they're meaningless animals and less than animals, accidents. Father God, forgive them. Forgive them for not seeing what's plain and spark up in them that which you placed in them to know you, to know your existence, to know the reality of who you are, that they would repent, that they would turn, Father God, that you would show them your Son, that they might be saved. Father God, we put our prayers with all the prayers of those that formed this nation years ago, who desired this land to honor you and give you thanksgiving year after year, day after day. Father God, that you would be merciful to our land, that you would hear our prayers. Father God, that you would breathe revival in our land. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Listen to Pastor Greg Scalzo on the web at shiarjashub.org and watch the live streams of our Sunday service on the Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle YouTube channel.